Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on local issues and we'd like to include your opinion. Do you have a few minutes to help us out?
Yes.
Thank you so much. First question, scientists say climate change is getting worse due to fossil fuel use. Flooding, storms, and wildfires are more severe. And in Maryland, heat waves and extreme rain events are more damaging. How concerned are you personally about climate change? Are you very concerned? So what concern, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Very concerned.
Thank you so much. A recent study from the federal government shows that climate change is costing the United States $150 billion a year. Will you agree or disagree that you have been financially impacted in the last 3 years by climate change in Maryland? Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. Some state lawmakers in Maryland have proposed a bill to make Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impact of climate change and ensure the big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs. Would you support or oppose this bill?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. A recent analysis found that equipment used by the heat buildings, such as furnaces and water heaters, cost 3 times more outdoor air pollution than all the power plants in the state. Governor Moore is considering creating an air quality standard that will reduce air pollution from equipment used to heat and cooling buildings. Would you support or oppose such an air quality equipment standard?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. I'm going to read to you a list of various proposals being considered by the state for making Maryland infrastructure better and able to withstand impacts of climate change. After each, please indicate whether you support or oppose the proposal. The first next is improving electrical grid reliability. Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. What about protecting infrastructure vulnerable to sea level rise? Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about building infrastructure to reduce flooding from heavy rainstorms? Would you support or oppose this?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. What about expanding quality health care? Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you so much. What about increasing access to public transportation? Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you so much. What about providing immediate relief after natural disaster? Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you. What about installing air conditioning in buildings that need it? Would you support or oppose this?
Support strongly.
Thank you. How convincing do you find the following statements for making Maryland's infrastructure better and able to withstand impacts of climate change? Please answer with a very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not at all convincing. The first next is, climate change is already causing more intense flooding and heat waves in Maryland. We must upgrade our infrastructure to better prepare for this warmer world. Maryland should invest in flood management, grid reliability, resilient hubs, and more to prepare for more extreme weather events. Do you find these very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. The communities who have contributed the least to the climate crisis and have the fewest resources to recover after a disaster are being hit first and worst by more intense storms, floods, and heat waves. Public investments in the infrastructure needed to protect all Marylanders is a necessary step to reduce inequities caused by climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Big oil and gas companies knew about the climate crisis back in the 70s. Instead of warning the public, they engaged in decades of denial and deception, blocking the transition of cleaner forms of energy and causing the climate crisis to worsen. Now, it is only fair that these same companies help pay to protect Maryland from climate change. Do you find this very convincing, somewhat, not too, or not at all?
Very convincing.
Thank you so much. Next, just so you know, we're almost done. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make it easier to build solar farms in more parts of the state, will this enhance your opinion, diminish your opinion, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance my opinion.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to make Maryland infrastructure better able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensure that big oil and gas companies pay a share of the costs, will this enhance, diminish, or it will have no impact on your opinion?
Enhance.
Thank you. If a lawmaker were to support a bill to require every new building in the state to be fully electric and free on on-site fossil fuel use, will this enhance your opinion, diminish it, or it will have no impact?
Enhance.
Thank you. Will you support or oppose a bill that makes Maryland roads, bridges, electrical grid, and other infrastructure more able to withstand the impacts of climate change and ensures that big oil and gas companies pay share of the costs, even if those costs are passed on to customers? Will you support or oppose?
Support.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you so much. If the 2024 election were a healthy day, for whom would you vote for president? If the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden, Donald Trump as a Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as an independent? I'm sorry, ma'am, what was that?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you so much. These last few questions are only for statistical purposes. And which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 through 34, 35 through 49, 50 through 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 49.
Thank you. Which party are you registered to vote with? Democratic, Republican, or Independent?
Democratic.
Thank you. If you don't mind me asking, what is your race? Do you identify as Black, African American, White, Caucasian, or other?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. When it comes to your gender, do you identify as male or female?
Male.
Okay, thank you so much. That will conclude our survey. You have a good one. Thank you so much for your cooperation and patience.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.